This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military struck a school and nearby house in Gaza City on Wednesday, killing at least three people and wounding 15, the territory's civil emergency service said. Israel's military has leveled swaths of the Palestinian enclave since the start of the offensive in Gaza in October 2023. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday about ways to advance a potential ceasefire and hostages deal, the White House said. The call followed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's whirlwind trip to the Middle East this week that ended on Tuesday, without an agreement between Israel and Hamas militants on a truce in the Palestinian enclave. Ukraine said on Wednesday it had destroyed Russian pontoon bridges with U.S.-made weapons to defend its incursion into Russia's Kursk region, while Moscow said its forces had halted Kyiv's advance there and gained ground in eastern Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Kyiv has announced a string of battlefield successes since it unexpectedly crossed into the Kursk region earlier this month. But Russia claims its forces halted Kyiv's advance in the Kursk region and says it has gained ground in eastern Ukraine. The military is responding to the Russian push there, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, by strengthening its forces around Pokrovsk. Ukraine smashed through the Russian border in the Kursk region on August 6th in an attempt to divert Russian troops from the rest of the front.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Ukrainian civilians on Wednesday fled areas close to the front line as Russian troops steadily seized more territory across the eastern Donetsk region.